All right, we are in Klal Pei Tes. Eis Bei is actually the line and a half introduction before it. What we were learning last night were the halachis of B'chukesem Leiselechu. The halachis of Gaiusha styles and Gaiusha practices. That's what we were learning. After his Klalim, the Chachmas Adam goes into Pratim. Let's see. Ata b'zman hazeh al pidina de machusa, life should be de hamedina. This is put in for the censors. He says, now, because of the laws, we have to dress the way the law requires. Dina de machusa dina. In the parentheses, in my print, it says this was added for the censors. It wasn't, you don't have it in your print?
Okay.
It says here, noisif mitfus sheini ve'eluch. Okay.
According to what you said last night,
Well, even if we're going to not do like the Malchus, we're not going to publish things that say we are.
No, but I'm just saying.
The Aruch HaShulchan has the laws of putting people in Cheirim. The title is Nidoi Bizman She B'nai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't want to start off with the government. It has nothing to do. It was put in for the census. It's an issur against following the Gaiusha styles in here. It's funny because I remember teaching the halachas of Peis HaRosh and saying that if someone takes a haircut all the way around, that's what the pasuk refers to. I remember saying that no one in their right mind would ever do it, but that's what it means. And then the mushroom haircuts came out. I don't know if they're still in style, but so that going into those types of styles are any new style that starts with Goyim, not with Yidden. That's included in B'chukesev Leiselechu. Till now he talked about Begadim, but now he's talking about haircuts as well. Eimenachshin ke'akum. You're not allowed to do nichush. The definition of nichush is a very controversial one. What's counted in nichush? And I'd like to explain it. Let's learn what he says. A lot of the controversy over the New Age alternative medicines is based on a dispute on Nichush. Every year I plan something for 3 a.m. Shavuos by night. So I've gone through the alternative medicines, which I'd like to do at that hour. How it gets into Rus, you'll see very clearly in Yitz Hashem. But it's a fascinating topic. And they are Gedolei Yisrael on both sides of the issue. Now, let's throw what it says, and I'll tell you in a nutshell what it depends on. Ein menachshin ka'akum. You're not allowed to do nichush the way Goyim do it. Now, what's included in nichush? Shenemar loisenachshu keitzad kegoyin elu sha'omrim hayov enough lapiti oy makli miyadi, because I dropped my bread or my stick. Eini haylech l'makom pleni hayayim shalai atzliach. It's a sign that it's not good for me to go to this place. It's anything similar. Now the word divrei shtus here, you'll see in a minute, is extremely important. Same thing, those who say shachtu tarnagel lezu shakara katarnagel. If you have a chicken that did its did the cockadoodle do of a rooster in the morning, so it would spook people out, and they feel there's some gilgul in this chicken, they better kill it quickly. Right here, Chazal say that there's an issa of darkei amayri. Darkei amayri means the ways of the superstitious Goyim. And one of the examples in the Gemara is that you're not allowed to shecht the chicken. The chicken acts crazy and you want to shecht it because of a superstition that you're not allowed to. The problem is, in Tzavos Rav Yehuda HaChassid, it says beferish to do it. It says if you have a chicken that crows like a rooster, quickly go and shecht it. So it's very hard to understand. There are a lot of things that are in Rav Yehuda HaChassid that are controversial, but not things that directly contradict the Gemara. Gemara says, and this is that Raisa, and he said it's mutter. So there are those who understand, he brings in parentheses, that he had a different gears than the Gemara. His gears than the Gemara was, Eiboy Mishum Darkei Amayim. But it has to depend on something. There have to be some rules for what it is that Goyim do that they do that way. So, the rule is, if it makes no sense, then it's a superstition. If a black cat crosses your path, it makes no sense. So that's a superstition, and that's an Isidere Isa to follow. If it's something that can be explained in a natural way, or even in the fact that if a chicken acts like a rooster, it scares people, so shecht it, then it's mutter. Then it's permitted. Which makes it a very subjective thing. It could be in one society it makes sense, in one society it doesn't. Let's just finish the ice. V'yeshoid harvid dvarim. Many other examples. A klolei shel davar. Kol davar shete'eles ayanezek niglo le'inayim. This is quoted by those involved in these controversies. He said, anything with the te'eles or the nezek, the benefit or loss, is niglo le'inayim. It's something you could explain sensibly. Bei mederech refua, whether in a way that has to do with medicine, Oy bederach segula. Now that also needs a taich. What does it mean, bederach segula? Nobody has an English translation here. Huh? What does it mean? So it has to make sense here. Eibay b'shem nicho shedarki amayri. Avo masha eina nigla yeshu b'shedarki amayri v'aser v'ateh b'hashem chesed yisayv v'ven. So here it becomes a very difficult application to all of the alternative medicines. They're just the ones that you're familiar with, let's say acupuncture. Now what is acupuncture? Why are they sticking needles into you? Acupuncture believes in spiritual healing. It's a belief that outside of the human body, there are certain forces that surround the body, what they call the aura, that surrounds the body. These are real forces. They have power. And if you let it into the body at the right, the meridians, what they call the acupuncture points, then it gets in and it makes the body perform better. That's what acupuncture is about. So some people, the acupuncture, they're actually aiming at a nerve it's not true. That's not what acupuncture is. Acupuncture is a belief in a system of spiritual healing. Now, the dispute as to whether acupuncture is mutter al-pidin or not mutter al-pidin has to do with whether it fits into the words, it's explainable. Now they can explain it to you. The question is whether it makes sense. And at first glance, everyone assumes it doesn't make sense. But there are people that understand that, even intelligent people that assume it does make sense. So this issue is the issue at the core of the dispute about this topic. It's interesting, a handful of Sfarim came out recently, most of them in Hebrew, I think one or two in English. The one in English is half and half, it's half English, half Hebrew, which were written not by people with an agenda, but were written to analyze it. And the Maila is, there are Sfarim on both sides of the issue. It requires really a lot of study. So I had the good fortune of flying to Los Angeles last week, which meant that I had the rare blessing of sitting in one place for 6 hours and I knew the phone wouldn't ring, which I look forward to very much. So I took one of the books on the plane and was involved in it for pretty much 6 hours straight. It was a very enjoyable flight and I went through a lot of it I'm trying to understand that. I'm not trying to decide, you understand? I'm just trying to understand the two stadim in this dispute. And there are Gedalei Yisrael on both sides of the issue. And for some reason, acupuncture, because it sticks a needle into people, is more popular by foreign people. But there are things that deal with hands-on healing or other types of things which foreign people shy away from. Now, Rebelsky held that most of these things are awesome and atayr. Rebelsky held they're awesome. Shmuel Kamenetsky, Bad Lachaim, holds they're real. they work, not only their mutter, but he advises people, not for all of them, but for a good many of them. So there is a great amount of disagreement. Trying to draw Rav Dovah Feinstein into this won't work, because by nature, he has no interest in these type of things. Those who know him, he has no interest in it, so it's not going to be able to pull him in. And Eretz Yisrael, they're likewise divided. The Chachmei Yisrael there. So it's a question. Now, what I want to tell you is the lumness of the question. Loi Eimenashin, Loi Sinachshu is a kshayla of whether it is an easy halacha, hard application. It's an issur to believe in signs that are not sensible, that don't make sense. The dispute is what makes sense. So the pigeons on the stomach, most people believe that it's real. The pigeons on the stomach, for people who have it, you have to ask them. Rabelsky didn't believe in it, but Dr. Eilenberg here in the neighborhood, they did it. Did he get better because of it or not? It's hard to know. Very, very hard to know. I believe so. He printed a tshuva about kinesiology, which he's against. Kinesiology, K-I-N-E-S-ology, which is one of these things. It comes in different forms. Kinesiology uses muscle tension to test. Some of them don't use anything. They use muscle tension. They touch your finger, and they say magic words, and they tell you what to do. It's an incredible thing. When you read their explanation of it, those who defend it, it's mind-boggling. They say it's like a lie detector test. They say it's logical. It's like a lie detector test. People lie, and there are certain physical things that happen. So they say you can tell people things, and you can tell in the muscles. Muscles react. Muscles are flesh, are the flesh of the body, for the most part.
Magnets. Yeah,
magnets. I don't think there's any reality to magnet therapy. Yeah. They do magnet therapy.
In peer-reviewed journals,
they have inductive stoves now. They have what's an induction stove? An induction stove. It's a, you don't have one in the bakery. An induction stove is a stove that you put a pot, it doesn't work only with iron pots, only with pots that are poor conductors. You put the pot down, and the stove doesn't get hot. The pot gets hot. There's a magnetic field, a magnetic coil in this induction stove, and the magnetic field causes a reaction in poor conductors. Good conductors use the electricity, but in poor conductors it creates pretty much a short circuit which creates heat. And it heats up the water inside. It stays cool. It's a very excellent use of electricity. We had a meeting on Monday, today's Tuesday, yesterday afternoon in Kehillah, whether we would allow the stores to have it. And we're not allowing the stores to have it. You can't catch Bishalakov on it. You put it on, you take it off, it's cold. You can't, there's no pilot light and nothing. So any store that has Goyim in it, which is most of the stores. What? So we feel it is Bishal. It's Bishal through heat. It's in effect a hot coil. The iron pot gets hot.
And the criteria is to be able to explain it and how it works.
Well, my point is just this. The induction stove, if you were to explain it to most people who don't understand the connection of electricity and magnetism, I don't understand it either. My father told me after the war, he went going to be an electrician. The first thing I told him is, we don't understand why these things happen. Nobody understands why electricity happens. But we know it happens and we use it. The same thing with magnets. We know that electricity creates magnetism. But to go from that and say, so magnets work on a person, it's a long stretch.
The interesting thing is, in the peer-reviewed studies that they've done, they show that it works, but they just don't know why.
Do you have a study that shows it works? I'd like to see it. It works on mental things or on physical things? Mental illness or physical illness?
Resistant depression.
And I'd like, if you could bring in an article, I'd love to read. Well, the articles don't generally just have the experiment results rather than the explanation.
No, they have in the discussions.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see.
It's interesting, Israeli companies are very big in this field.
New Age is a fear in Israel.
It's not New Age.
I'm saying there are a few things that are such a test. Yes, we say the sin kills and not the snake, but if the snake is there, we run away. We're mechuyev to live in God's world. Yeah. We're in a place of sakana, a person is in greater danger. It's true. The question is whether harnessing spiritual things in ways that don't have a makar and shas exist. Now I want to tell you, those who are defending the whole aura idea, plug it into a sugi and shas. That appears a few places in Shas. I have to wait till Shusbe night to hear. But they plug it into a sugi, one of these Agadat sugis in Shas, they say that's what it's referring to. Now whether it is or it's not is debatable, but it has to be explainable. In fact, if you could explain it and build the way is the issue. We had three people here used acupuncture. Two of them got sick from the needles were dirty. But I think Ribeiro once did acupuncture for his problem, and he had to be hospitalized from it. I have no decision on the matter. I just think it's the weirdest thing in the world. When you believe the needles are aiming at a nerve, all right. But when you read, and they let you believe it. They don't explain it to you. But when you start to figure out that they're opening meridians for the aura to go through, you start wondering. I'm not telling you to do it or not to do it. See, the assumption is that if it's explainable b'teva, if something is explainable b'teva, it's mutter, it doesn't come from kaychas atoma. Now, what's called explainable b'teva? You tell people they are germs. I say, I never saw a germ in my life. I don't believe they are germs. Okay, so at what point do you say, we know for sure they are germs? And at what point don't you? I was listening to a tape on astronomy. They were selling it in one of the shuls. A CD on astronomy. It was glad there's somebody who knows these things. So he started off by saying, it's a chassid of yeshiva. I'm not taking a stand if the earth goes around the sun or the sun goes around the earth. I'm just talking the way astronomers talk. Boy, the earth goes around the sun, goes around the earth. So, it floored me, that somebody today would talk that way. Rabbi Yashiv's on both sides, you understand? He's quoted on both sides. There's a Rav Weintraub who passed away in 2010.
In Makubel, right?
In Makubel. And he was supposedly a strong supporter of it. He was respected.
He was supportive.
And he was supportive.
Yeah, his son is in Beitar.
His son is in Beitar. So supposedly he was a very strong supporter of it, and he's obviously most people who are Nechbal HaKelim who are in the base manager all day have no clue. I have no clue, but at least I can read the Sfarim. But they were into this. So if you ask Chaya Knievsky, he's not going to talk to you about it. So it depends. Anyway, but the rule is what you have to know. This rule is the rule. If it can be explained in Derech Rafua or Derech Skuli, depends what Derech Skuli means, then Ein Bo Mishum Nichush, then it's Mutter. And if it can't, then not. And that's where everything turns. I have my own, everybody, you learn something, you have your own 2 cents to apply to it. I just want to tell you my 2 cents. If they're reading this sefer and that sefer, the kuda they don't talk about. Let's say it's really not explainable. But this practitioner believes it is. Because he believes it's teva. And the patient believes it's teva. Let's say Eliyahu Navi whispered in my ear and he told me it's not teva. But if he believes it's teva, it would seem to me he's not over my snasher. He's doing something that he understands to be teva. What's the mashal? Let's say they come out with an experimental drug. So someone takes it. It turns out that the drug doesn't work. Was he ever on lysinashu because he did a medication that doesn't work? No. He was doing something because of the hope that it works up he teva. It would seem to me that You know, I always like when both sides have it, right? You're like, you're right, you can't both be right, you're right too. So, let's say we take a stand that we don't believe this stuff. But someone who believes it is not over like Sinashu, because he's not violating this Isser of Dakei Amayim, L'chayim. This is the way it seems to me. I'd love to find a makar for it. I'm still looking. There's not so much written on the topic by knowledge of, respected people.
And what about what we spoke about the other day, where it has to be someone who's an expert? So if you have an expert, a neurologist who says that the transcranial magnetic stimulation...
It works.
That's not
Nichush. That's what I'm saying. If you believe that it works, or even you believe it might work, but Derech HaTeva, and that's why you're trying it, it would seem to me that it'll be mutter. Now, it doesn't answer the question, does it really work? It's a loophole in the halacha, that's what it's saying. So if you create your own reality, if you believe it works, then there's no answer. We talked about a person who has the heter, not of Davishan Miskavin, but of Misasek. Misasek is someone who doesn't know he's doing an Aveira. He thinks he's doing a Davar HaMutter. So the question was, why tell him? If Misasek is Mutter, let's say someone puts on a jacket on Shabbos, and there's keys in the pocket. He has no clue. Let's see, he checked his pockets, he missed them. You know there are keys. We assume you have to stop him from carrying. What we discussed that day is that it's not so poshut, because a misasek is not ever an avera. Someone tries to do a davar mutter and does a davar asir. That was if the doctor said there's no sakana, and he said there's a sakana, so he said, you're right. He said, but it doesn't mean that he can come along. That's if he feels he's in sakana, they say he's not. But if he says, I'm in sakana, give me pork and I'll get better, and everyone says it's ridiculous, we don't listen to him. We only listen to him, he knows how sick he is. So if he feels he's a sakana, we treat him as a sakana. But not that he can come up with the medication. It doesn't go there.